Escape pod ready.
No, escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1960, the first laser was fired. Whoa! Not quite like that. First laser was fired through a ruby by researcher Ted Maimon at the Hughes Research Lab in California. The ideas behind lasers had been made public in the 1950s, but this was the first successful working demonstration model. As of 2010, Maimon's ruby laser was still working. In 1969, the Soviet Union landed the second successful space probe on the surface of Venus, Venera 5. Lasting only 53 minutes in the harsh, oven-like environment of Venus, Venera 5 sampled the planet's atmosphere as it parachuted to the ground. At a press conference to announce the success of the mission, Soviet space planners claimed that they had never been in a competition with the United States to land men on the moon. They said such a mission was too dangerous. They would only send robots to the lunar surface. In 2011, Space Shuttle Endeavour lifted off on her final flight.
Go for main engine start. 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 0, and liftoff for the final launch of Endeavour, expanding our knowledge, expanding our lives in space.
Houston, Endeavour, roll program.
Roger, roll, Endeavour.
Houston is now controlling. Endeavour beginning to pull over onto its back, the roll program out of the way as Endeavour begins a heads down position on course for a 51.6 degree, 136 by 36 statute mile orbit.
A 16-day mission to take supplies and new equipment to the International Space Station, Endeavour's 25th and final voyage into space was the next to last shuttle flight. Born on this day in 1953, Pierce Brosnan, the fifth actor to play James Bond. On this day in 1990, Jim Henson, the puppet master behind Sesame Street and The Muppets, died. In 1988, Star Trek The Next Generation wrapped up its first season with a face-off against the Romulans in the neutral zone.
Captain Picard, because your actions are those of a thoughtful man, I'll tell you this. Matters more urgent caused our absence. Now. Witness the result. Outposts destroyed. Expansion of the Federation everywhere. Yes. We have indeed been negligent, Captain. But no more.
Commander, we've made some progress here. Let's not ruin it with unnecessary posturing.
Your presence is not wanted. Do you understand my meaning, Captain? We are back.
In 1998, there would be only one series finale as the TV incarnation of Highlander swung its sword for the last time.
You can't change anyone's fate. MacLeod, if you've got a problem, take it up to the front office.
But you take me to him, and you take me to him now.
Oh, well. You asked for it, laddie.
And in 2002, the Star Wars prequel trilogy continued with an attack of the clones.
Do you believe what Count Dooku said about Sidious controlling the Senate? It doesn't feel right.
Join the dark side, Dooku has. Lies, deceit, creating mistrust are his ways now.
Nevertheless, I feel we should keep a closer eye on the Senate.
I agree.
I have to admit that without the clones, it would not have been a victory.
Victory? Victory, you say? Master Obi-Wan, not victory. The shroud of the dark side has fallen. Begun, the Clone War has.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod Wendy, procedure. The Logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.